Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Casting live, from beautiful downtown Houston. Well, I thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. And speaking of tuning in to beautiful soul music, Lord have mercy, Ruby Vail from Ruby Vail and the Soul Phonics, new album, State of All Things, new, fantastic. If you haven't seen the video, need to go by YouTube and check it out. The new video, Broken Woman. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the very talented, with a capital T, Ruby Vail. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, Teddy Bear. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I feel like 100% better, so I'm doing real good. I'm doing real good.
That's good. You know, I'm all about blocking out that negativity as well.
Absolutely. You know what? I bought the album, and I've had an opportunity to listen to it, I would say, maybe 5 times. And it is amazing to me. I said, where is this powerful voice coming from this very little bitty woman? Where is this voice coming from? You have so much soul. And that's very rare for me to say that about any artist, but you have so much soul. And just listening
to your band,
oh, my pleasure. Listening to your band collectively, you remind me so much of the late, great Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Oh. I mean, your band is just on point, and your vocals are just on a whole nother level.
Well, thank you so much. It's quite a compliment to be compared to such legendary artists. And I can tell you that personally, soul music is just something that sits deep with me. And so much so that recently I've just been sporadically crying about Sharon. Like, I'm just driving along in the car and her songs will come on and there's real tears there. I feel a big loss from losing her, and as well as Charles Bradley. You know, it's one thing to really, you know, do this music, and it's another thing to really feel it and bring it to the people. And so I'm just fortunate that I truly get to feel it and be a conduit for that.
You know, good energy
in the world.
Absolutely. I want to take it a step further. You said there's a big difference between just doing something and feeling it. Anyone can sing or try to attempt to sing something, but if there's no substance behind it, it comes across as empty. And for you, I've seen interviews that you've given, and I've seen your stage presence. You take on a completely different persona. And I wanted to know that at any time, did you ever have an opportunity to go back and look at some of your concert footage and just say, wow, who is this person that has all this energy and just really singing from another universe? Because, I mean, when you bring it, you really, truly bring it with such raw emotion.
Oh, wow, thank you. That's incredible to be understood at that level. But, yeah, sometimes I do watch stuff back, and I'm quite amazed at what we do collectively. You know, I think part of the reason why I'm able to bring such emotion to it is the backdrop of the Soul Phonics and how much they feel the music as well. So it really is this seamless understanding of bringing this kind of message in music to the people and doing it together, you know, as a collective. I think that's part of it. But yeah, I do watch some stuff back, and I'm very proud, you know, because I wasn't, as Dave Grohl says, get in the garage and suck at music. That was me for a very, very long time. I didn't have a command of my voice that I wanted. So I stand today as a representative of soul who has schooled themselves and been schooled enough to, you know, kind of carry some bit of the torch. So, you know,
absolutely.
It didn't, it's not that it came easy or that it, I even, you know, don't work at it. It's just that level of feeling over the top of it all is something that's undeniable. And that's when why I love when people come to see the live show. So thank you for doing
my
that
pleasure.
And pumping that.
My pleasure. Now, I'm a little bit jaded and a little bit biased because one of my favorite songs on the entire album, Who Closed the Book? I love the song, love the lyrics. I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics. When you have someone that has the capacity to bring music to life, because I've always felt that music is like has such amazing healing powers, because we've all ventured in heartbreak, we've all gone through things, but to have someone to be used as a vessel to be able to bring that kind of raw emotion to life, what has it been like for you when you have someone approach you after a show and say, you know what? What you were singing right there, I actually just went through that last week. And I want to thank you for expressing that kind of feeling. And it helped me resolve a lot of things that I was experiencing in my past.
Well, I would say that that is probably the marker for me that I'm on my path and that I'm fulfilling somewhat of my personal mission as a lyricist. I really put a lot of weight in words, and I always have. From a young age, I did start with the music first, and I heard everything rhythmically first. But then as I developed as a poet and really started to look around me and observe, I noticed that I could describe a lot more of what people were going through using words than I could through just the music alone. So this journey for me has not only been a cathartic expression for me, but also many people that I know, many love affairs that I've come to witness, you know, many people's social situations that have, you know, turned from bad to worse, or some that have turned from, you know, good to amazing. So it really spans the gamut, and it is an honor when somebody says to you, hey, I was going through a really rough time and those lyrics helped me through, or how the heck do you know what it feels like to love on that kind of level? And it's all based on experience, you know, it's all based on me having gone through it, me having paid attention, having empathy for somebody else's journey, and then being able to write about it. So a lot of it is just observance, you know, and it's no different than Sufi poetry, you know, from ancient times in the Middle East and ghazals from India, my motherland. So in that respect, we all have our soul music. I've said that before. And the ability to connect with another is not just based on how the music makes you feel, but a combination as well as what those words are saying.
A word did you just mention?
I've had a good experience, too, with my cousin personally,
right.
Going through some young love trials, you know, and just saying to me, gosh, you know, Call Out My Name is really a universal love song, and it absolutely is. And it's something that got me thinking along the lines of what you said. It's like we really offer a blend of cosmic soul, and I'm
right.
Cool with that. You know, I didn't really know where we landed, but somewhere out there in the universe sounds appropriate for me.
There you go. one of the words that you said that I really want to touch on, you mentioned the word empathy, and
yes.
We see a lot less of that, especially in today's society. And
because it's tough, we don't want
to
do tough things. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, and it's I see a lot of your music and a lot of your live performances. You touch on that. I mean, you really, really,
really, really
touch on that, where there is a lack of empathy, a lack of understanding, a lack of love, a lack of compassion and understanding. For you, how far reaching or where do you see yourself as far as writing lyrics? How have you seen your growth from, let's say, 5 years ago to where you are right now?
I think I've learned a lot about being succinct in my writing, trying to get across the point without being so verbose. There's times in interviews and things like that when you can be verbose, I think, but with writing, it's great to keep it succinct. It works a lot well with the music, and specifically to a soul band. That syncopation often begs for something short and succinct from the lyrical side, from the vocalist perspective as well. So I think I've learned a thing about structuring. But then the dynamics of the content behind the writing is really just led by the situations around me. So what I was writing about in 2012, unfortunately, has been the same kind of broad spectrum picture that we're seeing now, only right. with more separatism and more angst and more anger. So I would love to say that, yeah, I wrote about separatism and we brought the world together and, like, problem solved, but that didn't happen. So it's an artist's job to keep going and bring on the unity aspect, not through every creation, but, you know, when it feels right and when it speaks to you, to be that conduit, to bring it forth. You know, I think that's one role that artists could play more of, that is often overlooked for, you know, career success and some other things. But I think it's important that we do have a message, and that this whole thing, you know, really is, comes down to being kind to one another and understanding that our human condition is a loving condition. And that's why State of All Things was written, our album that came out in March. And the title track surrounding it says the same thing. Like, yeah, it is really bad right now. There is this climate that wants you to hate. They want you to fear. But we believe in good. And, you know, this form of music has all believed in altruistic good over time. So who are we to change that momentum? We're just adding to, you know, the greats that came before us. Stax Records is a huge monumental inspiration to this band. And what they fought for is the same things that we're fighting for now in some kind of revolution of sorts.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, it's amazing to me. I remember my uncle told me a long time ago, he said, you know what, it's much easier to believe a lie than actually to accept the truth. And I see a lot of that taking place right now, where the truth is actually staring you right in your face, but it's more acceptable to sit up and to accept a person lying to you to cause such division. But then music has always been that common thread between humanity as far as bringing everyone together. And that's the vibe that I get from the entire album, is bringing people together. What does it mean to you to, oh, my pleasure. What does it mean to you to have that kind of level of, I don't want to use the term power, but have that level of passion and influence, knowing that your music has the capacity to touch so many people in so many different levels?
Well, it's really humbling. It's an honor to know that, you know, I found the right people to help me get it out there. You know, for a long time, I didn't really know that it was even going to make it out there. So I'm just really in gratitude towards the band, towards my management, to the entire team that made it happen. But being able to write these songs uncensored and, you know, nobody looking over my shoulder to tell me how to do it or what timeline to do it in, it was a true offering that was really needed at the time. So I'm very happy that the feedback we're getting is authentic, poignant, right on time, right on the money, true on the message, because that's, you know, literally what we're living through. It's important that we do speak up, you know, and we might not always meet with loving arms and open, receptive ideas back in our face, but we have to try at least. If we don't try to put these messages out there, then, you know, what are we moving towards? I feel like there's an effort by a lot of people in the arts community to say, hey, we are a loving, caring human condition, and, you know, maybe we got to shake ourselves a bit to remember that. But, you know, all progress is made through movement, and, you know, that's what we try to do with the music as well. We make you move and we make you think. And maybe if you leave that show and want to be more involved in your community on behalf of it, then I am doing what I set out to do as a songwriter, and it feels incredibly good. So thanks for tipping the hat to it.
No, without question, without question. One of the things that I find so interesting as far as listening to the music and also touching upon is what you said, as far as having that level of creative freedom where you don't have someone looking over your shoulder telling you, you need to do this and do that. And I said, that's the wonderful thing about being an independent artist,
yes,
because you can control,
yes,
your own,
absolutely,
destiny without someone trying to tell you at some major label, oh, you know what, we need you to dress this way. We want you to dress more provocatively.
Right.
Can you show some more skin and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What about the music? What about the music?
Right.
No, that's irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love a pair of stilettos on stage. I think it's the hottest thing, all for it. But yeah,
right,
I definitely love when there's substance involved as well. And
right,
so we've been a band that's just taken it upon ourselves to choose, you know, when we want to take those risks with marketing and when we want to stick to what's good for the music. And that's been powerful. You know, it does come at some disadvantage. You know, there's plenty of independent labels even that will get you farther along than we've gotten ourselves independently. But it is a trade-off on creativity that a lot of us just can't afford to take. Maybe we're somewhat control freaks, perfectionists maybe. We got a lot of Virgos in the band, so that is a possibility.
You know, but hey, nothing can replace having that kind of level of control over your artistry.
Yeah, it's
no
been
matter
wonderful.
They can't do it. It's, hey, well, I'm going to give you this and I'm going to give you that, but I need you to sell your soul so we can sell some music. And it's like, no, I'm good. I'm comfortable in what I'm doing because I'm being true to who I am as an artist.
Right.
Who are some of the people? You know what? Let me scrap that. Can you remember what particular song that really just got you from an emotional standpoint, said, you know what, I'm really feeling this, and this is something that I'm not something that I want to do. This is something that I was meant to do.
Yeah. Okay. I got it for you. Baby Huey, from back in the day. Yeah.
Okay.
A song called Hard Times.
Oh.
You might have heard the Roots cover it some time ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely was put on the planet to cover that one. I also feel that way about a lot of Led Zeppelin tunes as well, just because of Robert Plant's emotion in his voice.
Okay.
Like, I just pick up on that so well, resonate with that. But yeah, that Hard Time song by Baby Huey, it talks about people stabbing you in the back. It talks about, you know, just doing your own thing and nobody recognizing you. It talks about racial inequality. It talks about everything in one song, and I feel like if that's what soul music can continue to be, an awareness tool, then like we're right in the right spot. And that song came out in what, 70 something, eight or something. Yeah. So, you know, people that say that soul music is gone or that it, you know, took a break or whatever, it's totally not true. It went off and did its own thing in some different ways. And now we're seeing the 2.0. And it's got some wonderful people at the forefront, you know, and we're happy to be included in that.
Without question. Soul music has never left. It just all comes down to radio play because, you know, the labels sit up here and they got their fingerprints on certain radio stations, and they want the Justin Timberlakes, they want the Adeles. And I'm like, that's fine and good, but with everything in the universe, there has to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a
yeah.
balance in anything and everything that you do. So when you put out a great product and say, wait a minute, why isn't this artist getting the necessary airplay to let people know they have a fantastic product out? And I'm saying, you know what, but that's okay. That's why the teddy bear
mm-hmm.
is here to make things right. That's all right.
That's exactly right. And we connect with so many people on the independent level that the bigger guys don't have access to, you know? So it really is that grass is greener mentality. We're very happy to have put this out between me and my management. And, you know, we worked with a great group of community creatives here in Atlanta that are really about building the scene and building the culture. So there's ways to do it where you don't have to sell your soul. You know, and that I credit my parents really with being the ones that were like, fine, if you want to do music, great, but please go to grad school for something. And I thought that was great. You know, at the time I was kind of like, why do I have to do this? But what it did is fortified me with the skills I needed to run this business and, you know, at least get to the point where I could find management that could help me do the things that I really, truly cannot do well, you know, and stick to my strengths. So I think there's something to be said about if you're a musician, don't always feel like 120% of your day or your time has to go towards creating the music and pushing it out there. Sometimes you're more effective really learning how to do it, taking a step back and then attacking it from a more learned perspective.
That could be somewhat challenging when you have a personality that can be virtually very defiant. I mean what I say.
Yes.
I say what I mean.
Sure.
So compromise. I love that word, compromise. When you have so many strong personalities collectively in your group.
One.
Yes, Lord. where does the compromise come in? How does everyone get on that same level playing field and you bring that level of compromise when it comes to the music?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. We've all collaborated really well. The three of us as business partners that are involved in the band have kind of a decision-making process where it's usually two people feel one way and the other person's just SOL on that one. And then you come back to another situation and you might be that person the next time. So it really is about balance, you know. And
Right. There's
a lot of times where I feel like, man, I maybe three-person structure wasn't the way to go. But then there's other times where I'm like, wow, I'm glad that we have that, you know, kind of ability to really be reasoned and then the ability to make a true decision and move forward, you know. So it works really well. And as far as the arrangement of the music, Scott Clayton, Spencer Garn, who are my business partners and bandmates in the Soulphonics, you know, they worked really well with me on the mixes. And we did what we could to get through, you know, 11 songs as fast as we could with, you know, 8 or 9 to sometimes 15 instruments on a track. So there was a lot of learning that I needed to do as far as understanding mixes, sound design. And, you know, we all kind of helped each other through that and through the feedback of the album artwork and pretty much everything where somebody has the strength, they lead the way. And that's kind of how we go. And then if we face any opposition, we just vote it out and, you know, we keep it moving. I think working together for so long, there's, you know, many times, many compromises that haven't been a big deal at all.
It's a beautiful experience when you have a self-contained unit that everyone is working together for one common goal. Because one of the things that I've seen over the years that can be very disruptive is when egos get involved. When you have people chirping in the air saying, I've seen it personally destroy a lot of very talented groups or just individuals in general. And it's refreshing to see a group do their thing. We can agree to disagree, but we all have that same common goal that we want to put out the best, excuse my language, the best ass-kicking music that we can bring.
Mm-hmm.
We want to bring something to the people. We want to give them something they can feel when they leave. They're going to know that they heard Ruby Vail and the Soulphonics, and it's definitely a beautiful experience. Yes, it is.
Thank you. It is so true. And it really is like hashtag for the people, like to the people. It really is what brings us together collectively and, you know, continuing to make decisions, even just getting out on the road. So I'm very excited that we have this opportunity to, you know, really get this album out on the and to the people that have been waiting to hear it across the globe, really.
Well, the feedback has been positive. There's been a lot of love for all the listeners tuning in. The album is available via iTunes, Amazon, Tidal. And for those who like to live a little more adventure, you can always go over to Amazon.com and also at Google Play. Broken Woman. Listen to the song.
Yes.
I've seen the video. Now I gotta ask, does this song come from your own personal experience or does it come from an experience that someone else that you know has gone through or has experienced?
Well, this song actually was really creative how it came together, because it was the first time that I co-wrote with my husband, who is a musician producer as well, but not in the Soulphonics. So he came forth with this idea of just, you know, this despicable woman that is really doing what she can to get by, but, you know, she's just kind of lacking in, the empathy, going back to what we were talking about, lacking in the empathy department. And so he came with, you know, a couple lyrics and maybe a little bit of the chorus, and then I picked it up and wrote the verses and the bridge and the rest of the song lyrically, and then the band, we put the arrangement together. So it was a really kind of unique way for that song to come about. So it wasn't based off of me, and it's not based off of anybody that we particularly know, but my husband does watch a lot of drama television, and so I'm sure it's based off of some plot character out there in, on Netflix or in TV land somewhere. But we've been really happy with it, and the video, you know, was a co-collaboration between Jason Hale's photography and Jewel Concepts, our management in L.A., and was filmed in Atlanta at the Le Maison Rouge Room, which is near Paris en Ponce. It's quite a staple of the Atlanta cultural scene. So it was a great, great video. It came together really fun and also technically just visually stunning. I feel like they did a great job with it. We're so happy that it's out there. And yeah, we got a good premiere through Ear Milk, and it's continuing to be on our YouTube. So if people want to check out the video, just go to Ruby Belt and the Soulphonics YouTube page, and it's there. And we're growing on views. So thank you for everybody that did check it out and share it.
A lot of love. It's time to share with the people, of course.
Yeah, we've had an overwhelming amount of support.
With Ruby Belt and the Soulphonics, of course, the hit video single from the album, yes, Lord, State of All Things with Broken Woman, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
She gets what she wants. She gets what she needs. She gets down on her knees. She's a broken woman. Your car keys, drop it through your heart. She shouts when she leaves. She's a broken woman.
Lord have mercy. Ruby Vail. And the Soul Phonics, Broken Woman, from the album, of course, The State of All Things, available as we speak. So let your fingers do the walking. You can purchase it at Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, and also on iTunes. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure to support our sister, our soul sister of music. Stop by, follow her on Twitter. It's at twitter.com/ Yes, Lord, Ruby Vail. And the Soul Phonics, the same handle for Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, we got you covered all the way around. And to get all the latest updates, stop by the official website. That's at www.rubyvail and the Soul Phonics to get all their upcoming tour information. If you have yet to see this fantastic band perform, you're definitely going to miss out. So make sure that you do so. My queen, it was an honor to have you on the show. I must say, when are you coming to Houston to perform?
The pleasure is all mine, and we'll probably be in Houston next year, I imagine.
I think we're going to try
to shoot for South by Southwest, so we'll see. We'll be in the area. But I'd love to come and meet you for sure, and I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, you need to come down to the studio. We would love to have you come in and give a live performance. Hey, this is your home, your second home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for getting this out to the people. I'm excited to get this on the road to everybody. And I hope everybody out there is enjoying the video as much as we are.
We definitely will, my love. Stay sweet and keep real music alive, okay?
Thank you. And thank you for putting real women up. I also appreciate that. Much love, much respect for men of strength who can stand with women.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, Lord. All right. Very talented.
Awesome. Peace and love. Blessings God to bless. All. Take care.
All right. The very talented Ruby Vail here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. Soul music is alive and well. But in the meantime, the teddy bear needs to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills with the Rude Boys. A little swag on here in the zone of LOT.
Exclusive homie.
She like it when
Rude
I put
boy.
My bag on.
Yeah. Yo, Lil. She's a bone.
She like it when
Kimmy
I put
Ma.
My bag on.
Swag
my
on.
Walk, she love it. My talk, she love it. With her wandering eyes looking all over my body. Say, baby, don't delay. Bring your body this way. It's written all over your face. You wanna play? She gives me touching and feeling. That's how I know she's down with it. There ain't no stopping when I'm rocking that body. Come on and you can get it tonight.
She loves it when I'm talking swag. I'ma put you on her iPhone. She said she hated it when I'm gone. I told her I'm worried about me. I'm a big boy up in the streets. She know that I'm a
big girl that I'm a
big. She told me that I gotta get.
Good vibes,
yeah.
room. 10 seconds, a minute, yeah, I'm making her scream.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it when I'm hitting the zone. 'Cause she says she likes it when I turn my swag on.
She loves it when I turn my swag on.
Swag on.
Next time.
Had to take you back just a little bit. The late, great Minnie Riperton, Inside My Love. And before that, my man, Miles J, Next Time, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you, yeah, to my soul sister, Lord have mercy, Ruby Vale from Ruby Vale and the Soulphonics. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase the new album, State of All Things, Lord have mercy, available on Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, iTunes. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and be sure to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website. That's at Ruby Vale and the Soulphonics.com. You can also catch it with her on Instagram, Twitter, and also on Facebook with the same handle. Let your first move be your best move. Yes, Lord. And speaking of best move, won't you join the teddy bear tomorrow? Yes, Lord. 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. on the West Coast time, PC time. Yes, as we welcome the very talented Ezra, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new hit single, Dimensions. Looking forward to having that very talented young lady on the show. So be sure to get all the pertinent information. You can catch up with us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTO Radio. The Zone, also the same handle for Facebook and on Twitter. That's at LOTL. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But like all good teddy bears, the originator, often imitated but never quite duplicated. Yeah. You didn't get the vote? You didn't get the memo? Oh, the votes and tellies are in. I've been rated, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Lord have mercy. We got you covered. You can listen to the interview in its entirety. Stop by the Google Play Store and just type in LOTL. The Zone, the same thing for TuneIn. Also, we're on Podbean, we're on iHeartRadio, and also on Spotify. So we got you covered all the way around. It's definitely a beautiful thing. My goodness, nine. You know what? I'm getting back in the swing of things. I've missed everyone. Just trying to acclimate it, get that mood right. But, you know, it takes time. Rome wasn't built in a day. But, you know, the teddy bear's getting back in the swing of things. But I want to thank all the many listeners who have tuned in and tuned out all the negativity. Without you, there's no Zone and there's definitely no teddy bear. I want to thank you for all your positive love. It is so wonderful to be back on air doing what I love. But in the meantime, until we meet again, be sure to tune in tomorrow. The teddy bear's got you covered. Also, the teddy bear has a very special surprise for you this Friday. So you got to check the social media website to get all the latest updates. We're going to close you for my man, Freddie Jackson, with, yeah, have you ever loved somebody? It's a good question. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Love one another. Be there for one another. In the diversity, that can be such a beautiful experience. We have the powers that be that are trying to turn so much love into so much negativity. But you know what? As a people, as a united people for love and music, we will conquer this. You better believe it. I catch you on the rebound here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Don't know how much you're missing. Have you ever loved somebody? loves you. You built a fortress around yourself. Your emotions they hide within. You got your heart to kill it locked away, and you won't let nobody in. Oh, I can show you how to love again. If you trust in me, I can show you things you've never ever seen. You don't know how. Thank you.